If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Why are we playing this?
For the Mighty Ducks.
Never saw it.
Never
really?
Saw it.
Never saw Mighty Ducks.
Never
Not
saw
even
it.
In passing?
No. Nope.
Couldn't have been less interested in the movie.
Okay.
Should have done the Little Giants. Little Giants. Did you see Little Giants?
Well, anything with Rick Moranis, I'm all in. You know,
well, so Gary could have been the guy with the Coke bottle glasses with the oversized football helmet that gets crushed and run over by J.D. Bean.
I've at least seen parts of Little Giants, but I think Zoe and I are just too old for Mighty Ducks.
Did I say J.D. Bean? Yeah, I did. D.J. Bean.
Mighty Ducks came out in...
It's like that... You know what it is?
1992.
What's the, one, what's, so what's the show with Slater college. That we sort of missed? Full House? No.
Oh, no, Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell. Never watched it.
Yeah.
We missed that gap.
All We're right. too old.
Well... And this is a scene that is recreated today. Do we want to play the actual scene first?
I would like to see the actual scene since we haven't seen the movie, just right, so we can compare.
Emilio Estevez is in the scene. Emilio Estevez, who's Zoe, is the brother of?
Charlie Sheen.
There you go. Son of Martin Sheen.
Is he really?
Yes.
Is that fact?
Yes.
No, it's just a rumor. No one's been able to confirm it. Yes, it's a fact.
Like same mother and father?
Yes.
Why's his name Emilio Estevez?
Because he kept the name Estevez.
I think that's the mother's maiden name.
Is that what it is?
Well, he kind of does look like him now that you bring it up.
No, Martin Sheen's real name is Ramon Gerardo Antonio Estevez. Martin Sheen's real last name is Estevez.
Okay, well, I knew it was someone's real name or maiden name, but okay.
So Martin Sheen dropped it for a stage name, and then Charlie Sheen kept his dad's stage name, and Emilio Estevez said, how about I take my real name?
Yeah,
and so he did. So he's the coach in it, and this is a scene. Here, play the scene. People will know it if they've seen the movie.
But I remember something my father said to me. A team isn't a bunch of kids out to win. A team is something you belong to, something you feel, something you have to earn. And I'm not going to let those kids down.
Gordon, I'm going to make this simple. Are you prepared to lose your job over some kids, some game?
I'm so glad I didn't watch this movie.
Yes, sir. Are you prepared to fire me over some kids?
I can't.
Some game.
Collect your personal belongings, Gordon.
Yes, sir, Mr. Ducksworth. Thank you very much, Mr. Ducksworth. Quack, 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 Mr. Ducksworth. Quack, 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 quack,
Gordon,
quack.
Stop.
Quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack. Quack, 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 quack. Quack, 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 quack. You may have paid for this jersey, sir, but you didn't earn it. I'll see you in the playoffs.
Well, Hardy, we missed out.
We did miss out. Wow.
I mean,
Gordon Bombay delivering that scene. So, who is?
They could do the volleyball scene from Top Gun. You could do it when Andy got beaten up by the sisters and Shawshank. They could do so many things. What?
We got a lot of time left in this pandemic, bud. They probably don't want to use up all the good ones.
But there's so many movies, Beetle. You know?
Yeah, if you're trying to get people invested in the quarantine scenes, I don't know that they've made great selections the last 2 days.
They've missed that hook. I mean, Emilio Estevez, they could have seen Almost Fire where he's staring in through the window and he's trying to hook up with a doctor and it's raining and they could have poured water on Tanguay's head. There's so many things you could have done.
Again, the point Gary's
got the movie background.
Sports movies is the theme.
No, it was a car yesterday.
I thought it was a swing and a miss yesterday. I thought that the first day, they hit it out of the park with A League of Their Own. That's a good choice.
It was
a good
sports
movie everybody's seen at some point.
DJ was fantastic.
Iconic scene. There's no crying in baseball. Everybody knows what that reference is.
If you haven't seen it, you still understand the reference. Everyone knows the phrase, there's no crying in baseball. So
You've seen the GIF or the GIF or whatever it's called. Yeah.
Something, yep. Anything. Had some knowledge of it. Ford
Tom Hanks yelling,
Ferrari.
Yes.
I'm sure it's a wonderful film. I haven't seen it. And Tanguay was so pissed at me yesterday, too. For like, this is a wonderful movie. I'm like, okay, but that doesn't change the fact that I didn't have a chance to see it in the theater, and I haven't had a chance to watch it since it came out.
He's like, you'd have loved it. You'd have loved it. Lots of car crashes, guy movie. You know,
nominated. I'm like, okay, but I didn't see it. I think a lot of people are in the same boat. So now today they're going to do.
So was The Pianist, and I don't want to talk about that for like 20 minutes. You know?
So today they're doing a scene from Mighty. Now, I guess I could tell you maybe something that happened in this movie, even though I've never seen it, based on like a pop culture reference. Does this ever get referenced? Does anybody ever quote this scene?
Nope.
They could do. Remember the Titans, left side, right side. Julius, what do you got? You know, so many good things in that movie.
All right, so
Gettysburg.
Do we have it? Is it ready?
Can you smell
I will
it?
Say this though, Artie. Everybody in the 18 to 34 demo has seen this movie.
Okay, so, but all right, you've seen this movie. Is this a scene you think about ever or quote ever?
No. Is this the scene from hook from the movie?
It's not a movie that you think of often or quote often or anything like that. But it was. But I mean,
more
every,
fodder for why they shouldn't have picked it.
Everybody who's my age saw this as a kid. Everybody did. Everybody.
Okay.
I don't know any kid my age that didn't see it.
Okay.
So, at least they've got that on their side. All right, Let's hear it. Let's hear what Tanguay and Bean did. Get on with it.
I remember something my father said to me. Team isn't a bunch of kids out to win. Team is something you belong to. Something you feel. Something you earn. And I'm not going to let these kids down.
Gordon, I'm going to make this simple. Are you prepared to lose your job over some kids? Some game?
Let me ask you something, sir. Are you prepared to fire me over some kids? Some game?
Collect your personal belongings, Gordon.
Yes, sir, Mr. Duxworth. Thank you very much, Mr. Duxworth. Quack, 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 Mr. Duxworth. Quack, 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 quack.
Gordon, stop quacking.
Quack, 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 quack. You may have paid for that jersey, but you didn't earn it. And I'll see you in the playoffs.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Do we need to do wellness checks on
hold on.
These guys?
No.
Gary's
okay, so we've seen three of them. Gary's taking this way too serious. He's the one with that IBD thing you guys talk about all the time.
What
card?
Is it?
An IBM? IMDb? Or whatever. The actor card?
Yeah.
DJ Bean is the better actor.
You don't know what IMDb is?
Yeah, I know. It's the SAG, like SAG card. You're in the union and all that. Yeah.
It's the Internet Movie Database.
I don't
IMDb.
Really care. Who cares? Like, I don't need to know that. But Gary's into that stuff. DJ Bean has got that. Who's the guy that played in one of the recent Star Wars movies? He had the mask over his head.
Harrison Ford?
No, it wasn't Harrison Ford. It was this, the guy with the long hair.
Jody
with the
Foster?
Long nose. No, stop it. You know what I'm talking about.
You're thinking of Adam Driver.
Adam Driver in The Force Awakens. DJ Bean is a very good actor. that I've taken through these three things. Well, Gary is very forceful.
Do you know how much that hurts Gary when you say that?
I know, but this is why Gary gets cast in, like, hey, just stand there, hold the mic, and pretend you're in the background interviewing. You're one of the news people. You know, Gary wants one of the bigger, you know, leading roles in all these parts. He's so freaking
serious.
Choose
your words carefully, though. You don't want to hurt a friend.
He knows. He knows what I'm talking about. Look at DJ. DJ Bean, it's flawless. It's just smooth. Look, like, Gary's standing there staring like he is so serious. DJ goes right into the acting part of it. Like, that hooked me in. DJ's got it. Who was better in the first one? Gary just stood like, hey, DJ, hey, he acted the whole thing. Then Trini, Doris, pipe down. You know?
The scene doesn't mean anything to me. That's the problem. I don't know if they pulled it off or not. Beetle, did they pull it off?
I think DJ captured his character very well.
Okay. All right.
Because he had less, you know, work to do. Just a very serious tone.
Quack quack thing got weird.
I felt like the quack quacking and the last bit of the scene, it felt like the pacing was off.
It ruined it.
It felt like it was a little too fast. Well, right. Gary needed to slow it down just a little bit.
You know what? They probably used the wrong take. Now that's an editing issue. You know, that could be.
I think it was lighting too. Lighting was poor for Gary.
Yeah, you could be criticizing someone else's work, but I tell you what, Gary's got going on in this. It's kind of like a Matthew McConaughey in the movie Contact, right? Where he showed up, he knew the lines, but he just kind of sleptwalked through the actual work. And you know, some say it's a failing of good to great actors. I say it's a supreme confidence that Gary has in his craft.
He's trying so hard,
it looks like he's not trying.
I disagree.
And at some points, it can put the audience to sleep. It's a risk you take for touching the sun with your acting ability, and that's what Tanguay is doing for us.
You nailed it. You nailed it with the Matthew McConaughey part. It's not
Contact.
It's the Lincoln commercials that are strange.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, he drives out in the middle of nowhere, pops up the back, it's freezing out. He's going to sit there and he's going to stare at birds. Or he's going to shoot, pull, miss the shot, roll up his sleeves, get in the car and drive off smiling. I'm so confused.
I would never buy
Lincoln because of Matthew McConaughey.
Well, I would buy six of them because I think he's a wonderful actor. And just because he appears comatose doesn't mean he's not a good actor.
Don't hold that against him.
Yeah, just one quick thing. In that Lincoln commercial, when he pops open the back and he's watching the
birds,
you know, the ice fishing, why didn't he just point the truck the other way and sit in the front seat?
And he could have rolled the window down every once in a while, kept the heat on.
Right? I mean, it doesn't look comfortable doing what he's doing.
Well, they're trying to show you it's an automatic opening back thing. He should have just pulled up in a Lincoln and just rolled the windows down, had smokes rolled up under his T-shirt. Go, all right, all right, all right.
Oh, wow. Well, they went in a different direction.
Do you see the lighting on Bean, though? Like, it's a soft black and white. It felt like I was watching a movie.
I think they did that in post. I think that's probably, you know, added. It's, you know, filters and whatnot.
Looks good.
Knobs, levers, buttons.
Knobs, levers, things of that nature.
Yeah, yeah. It's very
well. We hope for better tomorrow is what it comes down to.
I hope for a movie I've seen.
There's only one way to go from here.
And that's up for the New Jersey Nets. I think DJ Bean and Gary Tanguay came out of the gate pretty good. Scenes.
Week one, number one was pretty good. Then it just slow decline from there. Can't go much lower than that one.
We've heard about the NBA players poll. You've been referencing it in headlines today, Hardy. We haven't really specifically talked about the NBA. I want to do that coming up next.
Okay.
Don't go anywhere.
First, our introduction.
Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 95, the Sports Hub.
The union had a meeting on Friday, a conference call with Adam Silver, members of the executive committee, and a number of players in their rank and file. And, you know, they heard from Adam Silver where he felt things stood right now. And I think at any given time, the Players Association has to have a sense of where its broader membership stands. There's 450 players. Most of them, almost all of them, are not stars. They're not the leadership of the executive committee. And it gives them a sense to get, a feel for where a lot of heads are at.
We'll be right back.
you have any reports on the survey results yet when it comes to NBA players? I've not seen any. Hardy, so you guys seen anything on that?
Anywhere? No.
I'm wondering.
Everybody's taking surveys and texts and all that, but we're not getting any answers.
We don't even know if the players are answering back to it. We don't even know how widespread it was. There were conflicting reports yesterday between Woj and Shams, you know, the two guys at the top of the...
Two really good guys, yeah.
Yeah, the NBA reporting, pyramid, if you will.
But this gets me back to something we talked about at the beginning of the show today, which, you know what? I need, and there's going to be a lot of planning. There's going to be a lot of stuff that has to be done. But if you don't need to have a meeting, if you don't need to take a survey, if you don't need absolutely to get everyone's input on it, then don't. I mean, my gut tells me that the overwhelming majority of players are going to want to get back and play their sports because, A, that's what they do, and, B, that's how they make their money. And what are you going around asking everybody if they want to play or not? Now, if you're talking about going to a bubble and playing in North Dakota, fine. That might require a little more back and forth. But right. In terms of, no, we're going to start the season on this date, and you're going to be playing in your home stadiums or arenas, and you're going to be doing it without fans, then you just tell them. I mean, sure, they have their say when it comes to the players' union, and they have their rights regarding their individual contracts. But some of this stuff just needs to be decided by somebody based on all the evidence at hand, and whether it's at a league level or on a team level. And then you just tell them this is what's going on. And if you are absolutely 100% opposed to doing it for health reasons, number one, or just a logistical reason, number two, then okay, then you don't have to play. Can't force you to play.
Yeah.
But what is it with all the surveys and the polls? And do you want to get – yes. Oh, really? They want to get back to playing, and they want to earn some money. They don't want to forego anything else that they could have done,
Hardy,
for the rest of the
season.
You've
got to remember, most of these guys have been paid the large majority of their money for the year. It's not a money thing in the NBA.
So get the damn teams to get them all in the same room, contact them, and do it through each team. And have the NBA mandate it. Like, that's silver. Go ahead.
They have been paid based on the assumption that they were going to play the full season. The full season got put on hold. Now that they're ready to resume, okay, time to come play again. It doesn't matter to me if you want to or not. That's
how many. Yeah, but they haven't been paid. Actually, I don't know if they've been paid. I don't know what happened with their paychecks when the season was postponed.
And to me, it doesn't matter if they've already been paid and they don't want to come play, and they're like, BS. Yes, I understand that you've already been paid, but you were paid to, do this job. Now it's time to come finish the job.
What if they weren't paid? What if they weren't paid beyond the games that they had played?
Then I don't even think you would have to ask them. But
you got to remember, this is not the league asking the players. This is the Players Association asking their players to know where they stand and what their feelings are. The league has not asked the players how they feel about this. They did have a conference call. I'm sure that some players have been able to express their opinion to the league, but this is not the league doing a survey of their players. It's the players doing a survey of the players, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and according to the one report from Shams, that the Players Association for the NBA said there was no formal poll or survey conducted. We don't know what this is all about. But if it's I guess the union doing their due diligence and not just operating, without some kind of, I guess, formal or informal vote from the players. But at some point, you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Decisions are going to have to be made that everyone is not going to be happy with. But if you want to have things, whether it's a regular season or a playoff or just have your sport return, then someone's going to have to make the decision to do it. And then you either get in line or you're not doing it.
Bottom line, bosses are going to have to do this, and heads of the league or owners, and you work for them. Every aspect. We're going to be back in studio at some point, right? I mean, they're going to talk to us about that, starting to reincorporate ourselves into what we do and how we used to do things. Yeah, you get back to your normal.
So NBA players have received about 80% of their pay. is what it comes out to, depending on, you know, where you are in your season. But they're all at about the 80% mark.
That's
so
a good chunk
of their money. If they stop getting paid when play stopped, they've received 80% of their money. They've played 80% of the schedule. So I don't think that they are as desperate as maybe baseball players would be in the cut that baseball players are looking at. I think there are ball players that are saying, nah, it's not going to be worth it. I'm not going back either. And so they could run into this problem too. There might be people that just don't want to do it, that don't want to take part. And they say, no, go ahead, keep your money. I'm all set. I don't need it. I'm good. And choose not to participate. So here's the good news, though. There is a growing sense in the NBA after a conference call of owners that it is trending in a direction of having the season resume. Woj, who you heard in the opening clip this segment, writes that participants on a board of governors call Tuesday with Adam Silver left the meeting feeling increasingly positive about the league's momentum toward a resumption of play this season. Owners and executives on the call were encouraged about the league's progress toward minimizing health risk upon a return, and the league office's positive conversations with the NBA Players Association about the players' desire to restart the season. So they don't have specifics, but it sounds like the survey did go in the direction of players want to play. Discussions centered on health and safety concerns, including the goal of getting team officials and players comfortable with the idea that a positive test for the coronavirus upon a return would not shutter play. Silver told those on the call that if a positive test were to shut us down, we probably shouldn't go down this path. The question remains, how many positive tests would be too many? That is the question that the NBA and its Players Association and medical experts are starting to like figure out and say, at what point is there a threshold where you say, well, this just can't continue this way? It's not a test. It's not two tests. What percentage of the league would need to test positive before the league decides this was not a good call? I don't know that number. They're trying to figure out what that number might be.
Yeah,
what's our national percentage right now?
Yeah, I don't know what their percentages are and what their what their decision is going to be based on, but
probably around 5% or 10%.
This kind of gets back.
You're not going to do it over one person.
No,
it reminds me of something that I heard Felger say in the last couple of weeks. With thank God we don't have to do meetings, because so many meetings end up being, I'm going to sit around, I have an idea, and then you spend an hour like shooting down why that idea doesn't work. It's like, okay, well, let's ask somebody else. Let's see what they think about it. It's not going to be perfect. You know, we're not striving for perfection here. Maybe striving for the healthiest and safest. And correct. Maybe that's the only parameter that you can, and that's the only thing you can adhere to in this. And beyond that, you're just going to have to go. Just press the, press the go button. Say, this is what we're doing.
I'll tell you what I think it is that will shut it back down is if a player gets really sick and a player is in ICU on a ventilator. I think that is going to shake some guys, and they're going to say, oh, although the chances for a young, healthy athlete are, really, positive, and, hey, they don't think of themselves as being susceptible to this. If someone who else, fits that criteria does get more ill than expected, I think that's going to change some opinions.
Maybe. But, I mean, with their age and their physical shape, it's going to be an extremely rare, small percentage of that potentially happening. And I think whenever one of these leagues open up, they're going to have to open up with the understanding that, okay, one or a couple of our players are probably going to get this, or someone will get sick. We're not shutting it down unless it's going to be this amount. It's not going to be one that tells us we got to stop. And I think they're going to have to agree to that. You're going to have some. You risk getting in your car and driving down the street. Life does come with some risks. You can't live in a bubble forever.
617-779-0985 is the phone number. We'll get back to your calls. One more segment of your calls before takeaways. We'll do that next.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We'll be right back. 617-779-0985.
Hey, Beetle.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people jumping in on these, what do we call these scenes? Quarantine scenes?
Yeah.
A lot of hockey people. Played hockey all my life. Saw that movie. Loved that movie. It's the one scene that I would never reference from that movie.
Yeah. It's
another guy. Big hockey guy here. Worst scene in the movie. Wonder why they picked that. Little Giants is the best. How about Field of Dreams, guys? The program. Maybe Slapshot. Miracle. How about the big locker room scene from Miracle?
Yeah, I said that yesterday. Herb Brooks.
Yeah.
Herb Brooks Beach.
Hey, at least people are talking about them. Maybe that's part of the point here. Maybe they want to do outside-the-box stuff, you know?
Well, like I said, there's going to be a lot of days left. But hopefully the selections get better, not worse.
Right.
Glenn is in Westport. Hey, Glenn.
Yes. How goes it?
Yes.
Hi, Glenn.
How's it going? Long time listener, first time caller.
Thank you, bud.
Just wanted
appreciate
to,
that.
Wanted to talk about the Patriots' new uniforms, and I don't know if you guys have seen the
glad you brought this
San Diego Chargers' new uniforms, but
LA Rams, LA Rams today.
The Rams have new
uniforms
today.
Gorgeous.
I've seen the Chargers too, and they're old style Chargers uniforms, but they modernized them. I wish the Patriots would have done that. I'd like to listen to you guys talk about it.
Okay, the Rams are fantastic. They did away with the white ram horn on the helmet. They're going with the old school blue with the yellow, not the shiny gold one, but the yellow ram horn. Gorgeous uniform. And they actually got the University of Pittsburgh's pants when Dan Marino was there. So it's blue and gold, and it looks good. They have a color rush, all blue. I like they're all white. I think this is and the Patriots ones have grown on me.
The helmet's not new though that they're wearing.
No, but they've gone back and forth with helmets, Beetle. They've had the one with the shiny gold Rams that like Kurt Warner wore, and
the yellow one they've had for a couple of years now. I mean, they wore it in the Super Bowl against the Patriots.
Right, but they're sticking with this one, is what I'm saying. They're not going to alternate helmets, which is great. I love this helmet. I think it's great, and I think any of those combinations they use with those pants that they have, it looks good. Looks good for them. San Diego's. I mean, I keep saying San Diego. It's just hard for me as a Charger, just to call them the L.A. Chargers and sharing a stadium and all that. But they have a decent one, too.
All right, so what's the – I'm looking at the Charger. I can't find this Chargers one. I don't know what the new change is to the Chargers, but I'll
it's supposed to be
that.
Like the old Bolt, same one, the old Bolt.
What is it?
The old Bolt on the side of the helmet, not the powder blue. I think they're going with the Dan Fouts blue.
Okay. All right. As far as the Patriots go, I think their new uniforms suck. That's what I think.
I think they're that bad. I think it's nice junk. Lettering. Nice lettering. It jumps off the white. I mean, it's the same white pants with the blue. I mean, white shirt with the blue pants. And you're wearing a color rush at home.
Yeah, which I hate.
I'm disappointed. Disappointed not having shoulder numbers. Love the shoulder numbers on uniforms. I just think it looks good.
Yeah, I don't like anything about the new choices in Patriots uniforms. Not a fan.
It's a little bit Clevelandy,
and like I have no desire for them to have a red uniform, as so many of you do. I heard Maz the other day. They got to have a red uniform. For what? Why do they need a red uniform? I don't understand that thought.
They'd have to go to a white helmet, though. That's the problem. Can't have a silver helmet. They look like damn replacements out there.
Yeah, okay, I guess. I don't know why that would be unacceptable, why you couldn't accept that. But I don't need a red uniform, and they had good uniforms that they've won a lot of games in, won a lot of Super Bowls in, and now that is it because Brady's gone, they ditch the uniforms?
It just seems to me era, like
ditch the turning of the page.
You're
turning of the page.
Giving That's up stupid. Like a tiny little like psychological advantage you might have, and who knows, might not mean anything. The football coaches, and they might think it's the silliest thing in the world, but there's a psychological element to it. You know, you go out and you see that uniform, and if if you've been watching the Patriots play over the past 20 years, there's a certain style and a certain look that they have about them. And when they were led by Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski was out there, and that's their look. If you change that look, It's just you're giving up a tiny little bit. And what do we hear about Bill Belichick and the Patriots all the time? That they are just absolute maniacs when it comes to detail and gaining any kind of it, any kind of tiny advantage they can. This seems like it could have been a tiny psychological advantage by keeping those uniforms.
Dallas
they chose
change.
Not to.
Aikman and those guys left. Dallas didn't change. Kept their uniforms. You know, Pittsburgh, same thing. There's something about those quintessential classics. Alabama, LSU, Penn State.
I wouldn't even say it's a classic look. I would just say it works, and it's got a connotation of winning about that look. Why give up anything?
Yeah, it's a pretty straightforward classic design that they had. And now they've made it even more like basic into the point where it looks cheap. It looks like a high school uniform. There are high schools actually wearing this uniform already. So I'm down on
it. That was Jordan Love's high school, right?
Yeah, that's right. We had that
same one. Uniform. Same one. Same exact one. So
I am down on
Green
that.
Bay. Green Bay changing her uniform? No. No.
No, definitely not.
Am I disappointed they changed it? Yeah. But I don't think it's as bad as people are crushing it.
Bob is in Plymouth. Hey, Bob.
Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. What's up?
You guys are talking about uniforms. I know you guys are too young to remember, but if you look them up, the San Diego Chargers uniform from the 60s is the greatest uniform, sports uniform of all time. And by the way, Zoe, I had season tickets when you and Bledsoe were quarterbacks.
Yep.
There was a reason you were a backup. Thank you.
Whoa.
Well,
Burn.
Then.
Burn. Got me. Oh, how I did those 9 years, man. It's tough. Boy.
He had season tickets, though, man. He saw
it. He got me, though.
He lived it.
Hey, Zoe, were you a better quarterback than Drew Bledsoe?
No.
Okay. Well, that... I don't think you ever said that.
Nope, never did. Never complained about it, and it's actually pretty good in my role. So, yeah. What are you going to do? We can't please that.
Seriously, it is. It is one of
the strangest. Have you been doing Patriots pre and post? You've been doing a little bit of that, right? Did you know that one guy plays the position that you really can't have two do it?
It is one of the strangest digs that gets taken at you, and I've heard Fred say this too. It's like, oh, the 10-year backup in the NFL. Do you realize what you just said? 10 years in the NFL. I don't care what you're. I don't care if you're Dorito Dink. You're doing something in the NFL for 10 years. The man put on a uniform and was ready to go in and play for 10 years in the NFL.
If you went to six different teams in 6 years and got cut from each one, and then finally someone picked you up, and then what is the jab?
Right. If you were an undrafted free agent and you didn't even make the practice squad, okay. 10 years.
I don't know.
Like, I don't know. Given contracts by two or three teams, though.
You suck, you jackass.
Yeah. How many teams gave you a contract, Zoe? How many different times did you get a contract?
Three.
And how many, and you had to renegotiate at least one of those times during one of those teams. So four different times someone gave you money to play, to be on their
actually
team.
Actually five, yeah. I had to do five.
Burn.
Yeah.
Burn. Okay.
Okay, then.
Thanks for the call.
So I'm on the Chargers website.
Yeah.
They have a total. This is not a joke. They have a total of six different uniforms they will now use. Six. They made the announcement.
You got to do something to attract people to your team. I don't know.
April 21st, it came out.
This is what you do when you share a stadium. Yeah.
Six different uniforms. Six.
Well, Philip Rivers is gone, so you kind of turn the page there, Beetle.
Yeah. I saw that Beetle as soon as we started talking about it, and it's like too hard to describe. Some of them are, I don't even know what I'm looking at. A color rush. I'm looking at, you know, road alternates, whatever.
Color rush is going to be mandatory, sort of. Yeah.
Well, like they want to sell that crap. They got two color rush jerseys. One is the all dark blue, and then there is the all royal blue Chargers uniform.
What happened to home and away? You know, home and away. I'm good with home and away. That's fine. Just two.
When do we become Ohio State and Oregon?
I don't know. I need two. I need two jerseys. Yeah. That's all.
Like Ohio State, one of the best college uniforms going. They change that crap with that matte gray helmet and a black one. It's just awful. I've got into this with Breer. Breer can't stand it either. Be who you are. That's when you'll know who you are. You have
today's
no identity.
Today's takeaways are coming up next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, it's time for today's takeaways, brought to you by A Week and 180 Weight Loss. I do what a lot of people are doing right now is you're stuck at home, drop the weight, you sit there, you get coached up virtually, they'll get you the equipment, the food, and you'll have the free support for life. Call Paige and her great staff at awaken180weightloss.com. They have 6 local locations, so when we open back up here, they're anxious to hear what the next level is going to be so they could get you in, talk to you, sanitize the place, and get your weight in and take care of you. So do it all right now to Awaken180 Weight Loss.
We mentioned today that T-Bone is wilting away over there. Hasn't had an opportunity, Hardy, to really work out to his normal levels.
Tom, you can come over and work out my house. Why don't you bring Lanny with you?
I'm doing just fine.
Bring Lanny over. He can spot you.
Hold on a second. T-Bone, if you could please just do a quick spin around. Just give us a quick 360.
I won't give you a 360.
Come on.
No.
Do a 360 and lift the tail of your shirt up so I can see your ass.
When's the last time Sousa showered?
I'm being told 2 weeks.
So Mungo Jerry hasn't showered.
Mungo Jerry
weeks.
Hasn't showered. I love when I
you
see
haven't
him on the
been
internet
able to
doing
move.
His show. Hi, Mason Sousa.
You haven't been able to move massive iron in 2 months. And somehow you look worse. I don't know what to tell you other than maybe we could
like
play together.
You know what you should have done, Hardy? You should have had Tom come over to pick up the jacuzzi and put it down where it belongs. You know, who got the jacuzzi off the truck and got it to its proper place at your house? And why didn't you use Tom for that job?
I know. After that 4-1 game table, I was good for a week.
It's 3-1, by the
Where's
way.
Where's that game table, by the way?
It's right behind Hardy. He taunts me with it every day.
Yeah,
when the door is left open behind Hardy, you can see it.
Yeah. It's big.
How many people do you have in that control room? 4?
Way to distance, guys.
Yeah. Where's Chase Stu?
I am not second guessing anything they're doing. Those guys have been going in every day.
I don't blame they're warriors, man. Hey, you hear about the Kowloon? They want to turn my man, the Wong man, wants to turn into like a sock hop, like from Arnold's in Happy Days. They want to show movies and party out and eat out in the parking lot, man.
That actually sounds like an amazing idea.
I don't think it sounds. I might actually drive up to that. That sounds like a plan, Stan. Amy said she wants to go. You go up to Kowloon, right? Yeah. Yeah, we're in. Let's do it. Put Shawshank Redemption up. I'll come up. Make that one night.
Be honest. That was her making noise earlier when we heard the rattling, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Why didn't you say so?
What was she doing?
She just brought up hangers. That's all.
We have the
audio. No, but it like continued. It went on after we had mentioned it, too. There was something happening. Did you amplify it, T-Bone?
It's been doctored.
Okay, let's listen to it.
Okay.
That's really good, Tom.
Let's hear it.
Give so many conditions.
What's that noise, by the way? What's that? So, are you hearing that? Is that you?
No. No.
I don't hear anything. I hear a clicking.
I don't hear anything.
Now it's like a clicking. Yeah, it was going on for a while.
Let's bring up some hangers from downstairs. Laundry day.
It's a lot of hangers.
No. A lot of clothes.
I don't hear anything.
That sounds like the beginning of Tangway's movie thing.
I thought at one point it sounded like running water, like in a big, empty, you know, hollow type of bathroom, you know?
Yeah, or like a hot tub. Right.
Anything.
You know what it sounds like? Jim's awful hot stove, seasoned crackle. Like the bacon.
Does sound like a bad Louth sound effect, yeah.
Where's Louth? I don't hear anything.
Why were you so adamant about saying wasn't me? I don't know what it was.
Because I wanted to continue to put the clothes away. Because if I say stop, you should stop.
Should I amplify that?
No, leave it alone.
No, leave that right where it is. Mm-hmm. Are you crazy? Oh, that's funny.
Real nice. Yeah.
And so they want to say be quiet or quiet down because who knows what that would lead to. That's not one you...
Fine, I'll never put the clothes away. Well, well, that's where we were before this.
Piped down, toots.
That was the case 5 minutes ago.
Oh.
Well, I'll tell you what, you put those clothes down over there. I should start doing that again, huh, John Wayne? We haven't done John Wayne in a while.
Yeah, like a week.
Now you got to stop fiddling
with
your microphone.
Partner. I got the hat on now.
Oh, all right. I can't see it.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. You're in avatar mode.
Yep.
Yes, he is. All right, very well then. You guys enjoy the rest of your day, I guess.
Yes, sir.
How are you going to fill the time?
Going to continue to fill the dumpster. We're at about one-third full of a 50. Got about 5 yards filled. Got 10 to go. We're going to continue to do that. Going to head over to Viva Trattoria to shoot some more stuff for them. Great sponsor of ours. They've increased their curbside takeout, some great new menu items, some drinks to take home, some fun things to do with the kids while everybody's in quarantine. They've been very busy, and we're going to expand upon that. So
Tom Brady fills up the bucket. You fill up the dumpster. That's the primary difference between you two.
Dude, I tell you what. Everybody complains about the dumpster tea. Get the dumpster. And then it's like it's an awakening.
Who complains about the dumpster?
No, people in general. I hate having a dumpster sitting in front of and then the thing sits there. It's great to sit there for 2 weeks. You just randomly just keep throwing stuff out.
Well, you have to be in the right mood. And generally, I've only done it once. But
last three days have been a bitch with the wind.
Yeah, as soon as it shows up, you get in the mood, and it's like, wow, I want to start, getting rid of stuff.
First day we pack it, then 6 days it sits, and then the pressure of when it's going to leave builds up, and sort of we come around, we bring that thing up in the end, yes.
But you have to be in the right mood, too, for either cleaning or unsentimental, as the case may be. It's like, I know this coat rack is a broken-down piece of crap, but I made it in seventh-grade shop, and I've always held on to it. No, eventually you just got to throw it out. It's of no use to anyone.
Correct.
So you got to be in the right mood, which is why it needs to be there for a period of time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And you got to be dressed accordingly, right? Yeah, you got to get dirty, dusty. You need some bulk. I mean, we need some beef. We need T-bone. Come over and lift stuff.
Yeah, get them over there.
That's right.
All right, guys. Felger Mass coming your way next. We'll be back tomorrow at 10.
Okay. Yes, sir.
And we'll be that much closer to the weekend.
That hot tub filled up, Hardy.
Get it filled.
Go to work on
that thing.
Tear it up.
How many gallons is that hot tub?
It's between 350 and 4,000.
You might have to bring in a water truck. Jesus.
Bye.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew. 30 seconds. That's it. Done. Peace.